page 107. Video talk. Exercises 3A and 3B.
What makes a good story? We all love a good story, right? In my opinion, there's nothing like getting lost in a good book or relaxing while watching a favorite movie. But what is it about stories that captivates us, that keeps us engaged? The answer is conflict. The struggles that characters encounter make us want to keep reading or watching to find out what happens. Conflict versus resolution is a fundamental feature of fiction, books, and films. Without conflict, there's no story, at least not a very interesting one. Think about your favorite piece of fiction. I'm pretty confident that if I asked you to analyze it, it would include some kind of conflict. In fact, I can even tell you the types of conflict you'd find. It would be one of these. Main character against a person, against him or herself, against society, against a machine, against the supernatural, against circumstance, or against nature. In most works of fiction, the main character will face some kind of social, physical, or psychological conflict. Chances are that he or she will also save the day by the end of the story, but I can't guarantee that part. The traditional three-part narrative structure, which is the classic plot line that you see in Hollywood movies, includes an introduction or setup of conflict, a worsening of that conflict through something like confrontation, and finally, a resolution. Think of any of the classic Superman movies, for example. What happens? It sets up the premise of good versus evil, makes the evil become progressively more dangerous, then, after confrontation, features the triumph of good over evil. Now, I wish our literary heritage weren't quite so predictable, but it is. While there are plenty of different plot devices that writers use to make stories appear varied and unique, it's the conflict that's essential. Without conflict, things are simply not engaging or real enough. Everyday life is full of obstacles, so we expect the journey we go on with the characters in a story to be full of obstacles, too. It might seem like fiction is escapism, but maybe it's not. Maybe, rather than escape life's woes and raw emotions, we really just want to see someone else deal with them for a while. Or maybe conflict in fiction is a way to help us deal with conflict in our own lives. Watching fictional characters in a movie allows us to step back and look at a conflict from the outside, away from all the emotions that come with the challenges in our own lives. This can help us see how our decisions can resolve conflict or make it worse. Reading about a fictional character allows us to experience conflict through his or her eyes. That ability to understand someone else's point of view can go a long way toward resolving conflicts in real life. And perhaps even show us that the conflicts or challenges we might face in real life aren't so insurmountable after all. Whether we're looking for escapism, insight into our own lives, or just entertainment, conflict is key to creating an engaging story. It's what makes us care about the characters and what happens to them. It's what makes their triumphs so satisfying. It's the conflict that makes the story great.